Thank you for tuning in to the Bethel Podcast. At Bethel, we're all about relationship. So if you're in the Phoenix area, we'd like to invite you to one of our services. Please visit BethelChandler.com for more information. Now stay tuned for a message from Pastor Mike Gowans.
Welcome, church. Welcome, everyone online. Today we continue our series forward. Who's ready to go forward today? Well, you're in the right place if that's the case. So today, I have a question for you. Do you remember your first time? Do you remember your first time? The first time might be today. Do you remember the first time you raised your hands toward heaven? Can you remember? Because I can. It was a long, long time ago, but I can remember it. Because it was a moment. It was a moment that I had to overcome some anxiety. Do you remember the first time you came into a worship experience where people had their hands raised toward heaven? Can you remember that moment? Maybe that's today for you. Welcome. What were you thinking? Like, all these people got questions? Somebody give them the answers, right? Do you remember that moment? How you felt? First time you experienced a worship experience where there were a number of people with their hands raised in the air? Were you wondering, like, what are they doing? Why are they doing that? Can you remember that first time you raised your hand? Maybe with something like this. And then it kind of moved up to this. Can you remember the moment you like went all in, like, woo, yeah! Can you remember that moment where it was like all the way up, totally vulnerable, fully exposed? Well, today I've entitled the message Raised Hands, or Hands Raised. Today we're going to unpack why should we raise our hands? How do we do it? What does it mean? We're going to unpack that today as we continue in our series forward, because as we're going to see in the scriptures, God wants us to move forward with hands raised. With hands raised, God wants us to move forward. And so, if you haven't noticed, we are that church that raises our hands. Not because we have a question, but because we have the answer. Amen. Amen. Come on, give a shout if you got the answer today. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Exodus chapter 17, verse 8, where we'll begin. And we're going to skip over a story where Moses strikes the rock with his rod, and it produces a river of water for the Israelite people. We'll get back to rocks and water in our series. But today, we're going to look at a story where there are a lot of firsts. A lot of first mentions in this story in Exodus 17. And it's important, not to fully unpack how important and why it's so important, but where things are revealed for the first time are significant to understanding the purpose of a thing is when it's first mentioned in the scriptures. And so there's a lot of firsts here, and we'll point a few of them out. And then we'll go through several passages of Scripture that instruct us to put our hands raised, to raise our hands, okay? And I'll give you my top 10 reasons as we close out today of why you should raise your hands. So that's where we're going. For those of you who like to know where we're going and how much further we have to go to get there, you're in second service, so you're safe. I have limits. But Exodus chapter 17, verse 8. And the Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses and Joshua chose some of the men to go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands. So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held out his hands and the Israelites were winning, but when he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held their hands up, one on one side and one on the other, and so that his hands remained steady until sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekites' army with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the name of Amalek from under heaven." Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner," or Jehovah Nissi. He said, "Because hands were lifted up against the throne of the Lord will be at war against the Amalekites for generation to generation." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it brings life. That Jesus, you are the word. You are the bread of life that comes down from heaven. Father, my prayer is that today we would be fed a rhema word, that we'd speak to us as we are all at different places facing different situations. And your word can speak to us where we're at. And so, Lord, I would ask you'd help me, Holy Spirit, get out of the way of the word and let the word do the work. Your word is powerful to change lives. Your word can handle the pressure of our lives. It can handle all of the pressure of the universe. So let your word go forth today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hands raised. Psalm 63, David, verse 4 says, "So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands." In your name, I will lift up my hands. The message puts it this way. So here I am in the place of worship, eyes opened, drinking in your strength and glory. In your generous love, I'm really living at last. My lips brim praises like fountains. I bless you every time I take a breath. My arms wave like banners of praise to you. Psalm 28 says, verse 1, "To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me. For if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands toward your most holy place." Psalm 88, 9, "My eyes are weak from crying. Lord, I have prayed to you every day. I have lifted my hands in prayer to you." Psalm 141, verse 1, "I call to you, Lord. Come quickly to me. Hear me when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting of my hands be like the evening sacrifice." And then Psalm 143, 6, "I lift my hands to you in prayer. As a dry land needs rain, I thirst for you." Solomon, like his father, stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of the assembly of Israel, spread out his hands, and Solomon made a bronze platform, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits wide, 3 cubits high. And as he sat in the court, he stood on it. Then he knelt on his knees in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven. Ezra in Nehemiah chapter 8 says, "Bless the Lord, the great God, and all the people, amen and amen," lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Lamentations, "Lift up your hearts and hands to God in heaven." And then the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 2 said, "I desire that in every place that men should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or quarreling." Even Job says, "If you devote your heart to him and stretch out your hands to him, the Lord will come through for you." Hands raised. It's important. It's throughout the scriptures. And this is the kind of the first mention, this story of God instructing his people to lift up their hands. This is also the first time the children of Israel actually have to fight the enemy instead of God doing the fighting for them. They actually had to go out. Moses was instructed to send Joshua out to fight the enemy. And God instructed Moses to go up on the mountain to lift up his hands with one with the rod, right? Or possibly holding the rod with two hands. But in any case, it was lift up your hands. And whenever his hands got weak and tired and came down, they recognized Joshua and the children of Israel would lose. But when the hands went back up, they began to win again. And so Aaron and her, another first mention, her, we still don't know a whole lot about him except a grandchild does something great later. Lifting up his hands, they are winning. So they're helping him lift up his hands. Another first mention is Joshua. This is the first mention of Joshua in the scriptures. Apparently he was somebody, didn't need much of an introduction. We find out much later, but this is first mention of Joshua, who would ultimately take the people of Israel into the promised land. So much, so many different directions I wanted to go. And I'm like, "Lord, I don't have that much time. What do you want today? What do you want to make sure, be certain that people take away?" And I felt his answer was, "Teach my people to raise their hands to me. Teach my people why. Teach my people how." Show them the reward. Show them the power of raised hands. It takes effort. Maybe you can remember just a few moments ago when you were raising your hands to heaven in worship. You're like, "Oh, my arms are getting a little tired. Let me just move this way. We're down here. Let's. There's a reason why we do it. And we'll get to that. But let me try to unpack a few more things from the story that some of you might find interesting. I think that are important, not the main part of the message, one way I wanted to go, but Lord didn't let me go fully there, but I want to mention it to you because I think it's important. If we have time, we'll get to more of that importance, in that Moses didn't go up the mountain by himself. Moses had, he had help. Church, we need help. The battle can get hard, can get tiring. We can get worn out. And God is all about relationship. We need one another. Moses, the man of God, if he needed help with his hands being raised, you not think you need help with your hands to be raised? What if, and it doesn't tell us this, but what if it wasn't Moses who recognized that when his hands were up that they were winning? What if it was Aaron? What if it was her? What if it was they recognized something about what they were doing, and that it was bringing victory, that the insight. So I guess the question is, do you have an Aaron and a her in your life? There to help you keep your arms lifted up. Because when your arms are lifted up, the result is victory. The result is God moving in your battle with you and for you. Moments that you're like, I just don't feel like I need it. Or just feel too tired. Do you have someone there to go, no, we're going. We're going to worship today. You know, we try to do our best here at Bethel. We're all about relationship, and our staff works really hard. Our pastors work really hard to know, are people doing good? Are things going well? Are people coming? Because it's important, especially, you know, our members, right? It's like, do they come to church? You know, is everything good in their lives? Maybe they're not in a life group. Like, it matters, but here's the thing. Don't rely on us alone. Find your Aaron. Find your that will be there when you're out of your mind thinking you don't need God. To remind you of where your help comes from. Do you have those people in your life today? If you don't, man, find them. Find them. I'm going to finish strong by the grace of God and the men and women God has in my lives to hold my arms up. I can't do this alone. I cannot do this alone. I cannot live the victorious life alone. I need others to help keep my hands raised. Amen? So, why do we do it? Top 10 reasons of why you should raise your hands. Okay? Number one, the most important one, and really the only one you really need, if you're wise. God commands us to do it. God commands you to raise your hands. Now, again, I have to put a disclaimer here or bring explanation to God's commands. God's commands are not burdensome. And God's commands are never motivated out of a selfish heart. God is not selfish. God commands you because he loves you. He commands you to do the right thing because he wants you to have the abundant life. He wants you to have the best in this life and the life to come. Every time God has a command, it's for your benefit and the benefit of others. So again, God commands us to lift up our hands. It was not an exhaustive group of scriptures, but enough, right? I mean, established with more than two or three today. The scripture's full of lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift them up. Why do so many not want to? Because it matters. I mean, you go to a secular concert, and what will you see but a sea of people lifting up their hands? Worshiping. Only He deserves that worship. So, He commands us to worship. Let's just pause for a moment. What could it symbolize in your life? Lifted hands. Surrender? Yes. Absolutely. I surrender. It's a universal sign of surrender, isn't it? Surrender. What else does it symbolize? Like I said, hey, I got the answer. Or, I lift up because I need the answer to a new problem, a new challenge in my life. God, I need you. I mean, I absolutely love when toddlers, when children come running up to me or my own kids. I'll never forget. It's the greatest feeling when they come running up to me with their arms up to be lifted up. Right? I mean, could it be, Daddy, Abba, I need you. I need you, God. The number one reason, and the only reason we really need to lift up our hands, to raise our hands to God, is He commanded it. And every commandment has an amazing blessing attached to it. Because our God's a rewarder. He's a rewarder. Okay, number two, second reason you should lift up your hands to Him is to pray. When you pray, lift up your hands. When you pray, you should come with thanksgiving. You should enter in, and hands raised as you pray, as your beginning is an act of what is reason number three you should lift up your hands is worship. Is worship. Lifting up your hands is an act of worship. I mean, you'd think we'd planned all the worship songs today as we talked about exalting and lifting up. But the Holy Spirit plans around here. And hallelujah lines up with my messages most of the time. Lift up your hands. The number two, to pray. You ever think about, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to lift my hands in prayer? Yes. Why? Because He wants your whole body involved in prayer. And the act of it is you go acknowledging, God, I need you. And victory comes from you. I mean, God told Moses, write this down. Make sure you tell Joshua. Make sure, because maybe Joshua was not aware that every time Moses lifted his hands, they won the battle. And every time his hands came down, maybe he didn't figure that out. So make sure, write it down. This is how important this is. First mention, write this down. Church. Maybe some of your victory hasn't been released because you're not doing what God's called us to do to bring the victory. Lord, I lift up my hands over my circumstances. I lift up these hands to you. Come on. Yeah. Know this. In prayer, when you lift up your hands, you're saying, you are the banner over me, God. Your banner over me is love. You are Jehovah Nissi. I'm lifting you up in your name and your greatness. And we know this, when we lift him up, he inhabits the praises of his people. And so you might go, Pastor, I'm surrounded by enemy on every side. And I say, good. Come on, Pastor Steve. When you got the enemy all around you, that's a good thing. Why? Because where is he going to go? He's there. And you lift up your hands, and guess what? You release heaven and all of the angels. Church, always must remember this. There are more for you than are against you. Always. It's not a fair fight. It's not fair. It's not. That's good for us. There's always more for us than against us. We lift up our hands. We're going, God, I need you. I want you. I release you into my life and my circumstances. I surrender. I surrender to you in prayer. God, I'm giving it to you. Come on, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. God, make sure, God says to Moses, make sure you write this down. Make sure Joshua knows. Why? Because Joshua is going to lead the people into the promised land one day. And if he's going to defeat the giants, he's going to need to know where his power comes from, where his strength comes from. Comes from above, comes from the heavens. Amen? Number three, worship. We lift our hands in worship. Number four, we lift up our hands to remember. To remember. God did it before, he'll do it again. To remember where our help comes from. Right? It's to remember, wait a second. I have a God who works all things out for good for those who love him. Oh God, I love you because you first loved me. Oh, I love you, God. Come on. It reminds you of who you are, who you belong to, who your daddy is. Hallelujah. It's a reminder when you lift up your hands. It's a reminder of what you have access to. Number five, when you lift up your hands, when you raise your hands, what you're saying is, help. The reason you need to lift up your hands is because you need help. You need help, especially when you don't think you need it. You need help. That's why you need to lift up your hands. You got yourself in a situation, and the enemy's all around. You find yourself in a pit. You need help. Lift up your hands. Where does your help come from? Lifting up your hands because you need help. Number six. Sixth reason why you should lift up your hands is when you lift up your hands, you're surrendering your life and circumstance and problem. Jesus says, the scriptures tell us to cast our cares on him. When we lift our hands to heaven, we are giving God our problems. We are releasing them. We're releasing them. We're surrendering to him. Okay? To saying, God, I've messed this up. I'm sorry. What do you want? What do you want? Because until you come to that place, God can't make all things work out for good for you. Because you won't surrender. It doesn't work out good for everybody that doesn't surrender. Almost every service, we give an opportunity to surrender to Jesus. Your life, your situation, your problem. And what do I ask as our heads are bowed, eyes are closed? Lift up your hand. It's an act of surrender. Do you remember the first time you lifted your hand to surrender to Him? To surrender your heart, your life, your sins, your situation? Number seven, reason you should lift up your hands is to receive. Is to receive. Lift up your hands to receive an embrace from the Father. To receive strength and encouragement. To receive provision. To receive an answer. To receive wisdom. To receive a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit. You lift up your hands to receive. Raise your hands to receive. Where? Again, this act. It's an act of faith. I mean, come on. Like Joshua wins over the enemy just because Moses' hands are raised up? Yes. Just lift up your hands. I had a vision every time I stepped foot on a wrestling match that at the end of that match, the referee was going to grab my hand and lift it up. Why? Because that meant I won. It meant I won. I want to win. I want to win. You're victors. You can win over every situation in your life. You never have to lose. But just got to raise your hands. Number eight, to humble ourselves. To humble ourselves. You remember the first time you raised your hands in a worship service? Do you remember? Do you feel a little anxiety, a little nervous, like what's everybody going to think? Now here at Bethel, you don't have to worry about what everybody's going to think if you raise your hands. I mean, it's really the anxieties on the ones who's not raising their hands, okay? We're not here to make you feel uncomfortable purposely, okay? Just jump on in and enjoy. I remember, it was just awesome. My best friend who I was able to lead to Christ in high school. So many of you know my story that as I, right before entering into high school, I went all in, made Jesus Lord of my life. I surrendered to Him fully and then showed up at high school the first day and everybody said, where were you? What happened? I said, well, you know, I got born again. And like, what's that? And my locker mate and my good friend who I led into sin through junior high, he said to all our friends, he said, don't worry about it. This is just a phase Mike's going through. Just a phase. He'll be back with us no time. I said, no, man, this ain't a phase. I went all in. It's over. 4 years later, in my basement, he's accepting Christ on the ground. And that next Sunday, he's at church. And man, like, Terrence is kind of wild, okay? And so, like, he comes and church, everybody's got their hand raised, you got flags going in this church, and like, I'm going, hey, dude, I'm trying to prepare. I'm like, you know, before you come, I just want to prepare. There's going to be some people, and, you know, they're going to be dancing around, and, you know, flags are going to go, and like, he's like, oh, cool, dude, that's awesome, right? I mean, like, couldn't. And so here I am, and I'm going, oh, man, I just pray he's not going to be freaked out. So I just close my eyes. I'm worshiping. And then all of a sudden, I turn over, and there he is, right like that, man. First time ever in a worship service. He's got his hands up, right? I mean, now that's not the case for everybody. Sometimes it takes some time. You got to, okay, well, you know, I just got to check this out. And just keep coming back. Just put your toe in. Put your toe in. Right? And then get ankle deep. And then all of a sudden, you just dive in. You go all in, man. Woo! It's like this, man. And there's just no turning back after that. That's awesome. So why do we raise our hands? A lot of people ask that when they come into a worship service that they've never experienced before. Because God tells us to. That's why He wants us to. Amen? Yeah, but Pastor, you know what? You know, people feel uncomfortable. Yeah. They will. But hopefully they're here because they want something new. They need something. So it's an act of humility. Think about how vulnerable you are when your hands are raised. There's a vulnerability here. Yeah. Arms up. But here's the good news. God gives grace to the humble. And He opposes the proud. Man, come on. Get your hands out of your pocket. Get them up. Raise them up. Get over your pride. Why? Because God actually opposes you in your pride. Well, I just don't raise my hands. Fine. God raises His hands toward you. That attitude of, I'm not going to raise my hands. Nobody's going to make me do this. I know I can't make you do this. But here's the deal. You want God to raise His hand to you? Because He said He opposes the proud. You ain't moving forward in your pride. Some of your breakthrough, some of your next steps with God are waiting to be taken by you raising your hands toward Him.
That's right.
Yes. It was our first step toward Jesus. When we raised our hand to receive Him, even if it was just from our heart, we lifted up our hand to Him. Hands raised, keep us humble. Number 9, we raise our hands to fight. Come on, keep your hands up. Raise your hands up, man. Keep them up. Hands up, hands up. Always rep. Your coaches yelling over the ring. Josh, hands up, man. Hands up. You raise your hands up to fight. And here's the deal. You're in a fight. You're in a battle, whether you acknowledge it or not. Whether you want to be or not. All of hell is against you. But here's the good news. All of heaven is for you.
Come on.
So we raise our hands to fight. Again, first mention, Exodus 17. First mention, God says, Moses, go up and lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. And God's not stopped instructing His people to lift up their hands. And number 10, to bless. Lift up your hands to bless. To bless God and to bless others. To release the blessing of God onto your life. Lift up your hands. Jesus, Luke 24, verse 50. He then led them out of the city of Bethany. Raising His hands, He blessed them. And while blessing them, He made His exit and was being carried up to heaven. You want the blessings of God? Do you want all of the blessings of God? Raise up your hands. It's a question God's going. God, His eyes, the scriptures say, are looking. They're looking to and fro throughout the whole earth for whose hearts are for Him. Hands raised, saying, here I am, Lord. Come on, when you're out in the open sea on a little raft, or you're on an island all by yourself and a plane flies over the sky, what are you going to do? You're going to lift up your hands. You're going to wave. You're going to go, come on, here I am. look at me. I mean, when we are out in the wilderness, I mean, you talk about hands raised to fight. I mean, we were instructed as they were giving us bear spray, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Cruz, which I'm like, there ain't no way I'm using a bear spray on a bear. Like, I just look around going, I don't have to be the fastest guy out here. I just got to be faster than the slowest guy. So, Pastor Cruz always thinks, man, like, the only reason you invited me on the wilderness trip is because I'd be that slowest guy, okay? It's not true. But they were instructing us, right, if it's a black bear, to put your hands up and wave them around. For what? To look big. To try, look big. Right? To look big. And then, of course, and there's, if it's a brown bear, get on the ground and just cuddle and act dead. And then they throw at us this. They go, oh, yeah, and some black bears are brown. Like, what? Come on. I mean, think of it this way. Like, get your hands up in different positions in worship. Why? Because you're trying to tap in to the frequency of heaven. Your hands are like antennas, right? Back when we were growing up, Josh, like, I mean, if you wanted a certain station, you had to get up and turn the antenna a different direction to get that signal, right? I mean, sometimes you're lifting up your hands because you're trying to tune in to heaven's frequency, to heaven's answers. Going, come on, where are you? Is it God here? Like, where are you, man? I'm my hands, right? Lift up your hands. Yes. Here I am. Woo, come on.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, don't pass me by.
Yes.
Here I am. Church, in war, back in this time, banners were very important. They were a form of communication. What the banner would instruct us to move forward or backwards, the banner was communication, because you get in a battle with somebody and you're focused on that person and you don't want the person to stab you and kill you, and then all of a sudden you look up and the banner is way over there. Well, guess what? That's where all the people are. That's where all your people are. Church, when we come together, we're lifting up the banner. All around are your people. When we lift up the banner of His name, this is first mention of Jehovah Nissi, His banner, His name. Exalt His names, the names of God. Exalt them with hands lifted up, a banner is to be lifted up. And of course, what's more important than your physical hands is the attitude of your heart. It's the passion of your heart. Is it upward? Right? It's inclining your heart toward God and to who He is and to His names. Church, the Lord wants you to move forward with hands raised. Dead men and women walking. Resurrection power. Come on, surrender that situation. Exalt your King. Release all of the resources of heaven, all of the armies of heaven to fight on your behalf by raising up your hands. In other times and situations, I don't even know how I ought to pray. To you, Jesus. I don't know what to do. I I don't know how to do it. But I know where my help comes from. It comes from you. Where does your help come from today? Will you raise your hands to the lover of your soul? To the defender, the provider, your strong tower, to his love, to his resources. It's an act of worship. It's an act of prayer. It's an act of obedience. It's an act of humility. It's an act of surrender. It's an act of trust. Bow your heads as we close today. Search our hearts, Lord. Holy Spirit, show us any area of our lives, our hearts, our situations that we need to surrender to you. We need to raise our hands to you.
Thank you for listening to this message from Bethel Church. If you'd like to connect with us, download our app using the keywords Bethel Chandler or visit us online at BethelChandler.com.